as President Trump kicks off another round of trade tariffs on Chinese imports and China responds in kind, there is some good news today on the jobs front in this country. The U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June, according to the latest jobs report out this morning from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4% from 3.8% in May. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News and joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the number of new jobs in June is higher than expected, 213,000. What does this say about the economy right now?
Well, it is just another sign that the economy is still humming along pretty nicely. And if you look inside the guts of the report, where a lot of the job growth is very encouraging, it was in sectors like business and professional services added 50,000 jobs and manufacturing added 36,000 jobs. But one of the really important numbers in this is the average hourly earnings growth. In other words, how much people's wages are rising. And it was 2.7% year over year, which it might not sound that great to get only a 2.7% raise, but it is on the high end of what we've seen over the last decade, but not quite high enough that it would make economists worry that the economy is overheating and that things like inflation and interest rates would have to come up as a result.
But with prices going up on some things, that 2.7% might not be enough to make up
right.
for that.
Exactly.
Gas
exactly.
prices have probably gone up by more than 2.7% in the last year. Why is the unemployment rate ticking up when the jobs numbers are so good?
Well, it's basically because more people have entered or re-entered the workforce after being on the sidelines for a while, not looking for a job because they were either discouraged or pursuing education, that sort of thing. So it's what's known as the labor force participation rate increased to 62.9%. And it's another sign that the economy can continue to add jobs without necessarily stoking very strong inflation, which would be a worrying thing to economists.
Meanwhile, today, as we said, Mike, new tariffs went into effect on China. China responded with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods. What kind of impact is that likely to have on jobs and when?
So right at this moment, the trade imbroglio doesn't appear to have hurt the job market. If anything, it may be helping. Companies like U.S. Steel have added jobs in anticipation of greater demand. But there are so many wild cards involved in where exactly this is headed. If the tensions escalate and the reprisals against the U.S. escalate, then economists are going to start getting worried that it could impact jobs. Right now, though, it's interesting. If you look at Bloomberg, we compile the average estimate of economists for the unemployment rate. And the forecasts for 2019 and 2020 have actually gone down this year. They're both still below 4%. So it's not enough yet to cause economists to increase their unemployment rate forecasts. But that said, these numbers are written in pencil, and they very well could change or be proven wrong if the trade tensions do escalate.
There are also a lot of people saying that perhaps whatever benefit came from the tax cuts could be undone by the global concern over a trade war.
Yeah. And again, in the present tense, it's probably premature to say that. But the worry is that we could wake up one morning to see that China did X, Y, and Z in response to the tariffs. You have to realize if China may run out of U.S. imports to put tariffs on if they try to keep up with some of President Trump's threats. But there are plenty of other levers they could pull, their own currency being one, their holdings of U.S. treasuries. And even earlier this week, a Chinese court ruled in a patent case against the computer chip maker Micron, basically preventing them from selling some of their products in China. So there's a lot of different levers China can pull, and there's a lot of different directions this could go. So I think that's why economists are having a very hard time putting firm estimates on the impact of the trade tensions going forward.
Mike, what does today's jobs report mean for the Federal Reserve? We're already expecting, a couple more interest rate hikes this year?
Yeah, the latest dot plot they call from the Federal Reserve, basically their projection for their benchmark interest rate is for another two this year, then anywhere between two to four next year. And I don't think today's report did anything to really move the needle on that. Again, the wage growth wasn't so strong as to spark concerns about inflation. So that path is probably still in place for now. And the market, the stock market, the bond market is fairly comfortable with that path, as they understand it from the Federal Reserve. So a shock in the form of, say, much higher than expected wage growth would be the type of thing that would make people change their perception of where the Fed's going.
It's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.